Okay, we'll go on to the next key. Just cover that quickly here. The next key is the key of correct perception. Now, the trouble of the world of perception is the esoteric teachings tell us that this world is illusion. So what we perceive is also illusion. But on the other hand, perception shouldn't be discounted. And some people that say the world is illusion will discount perception. But perception should not be discounted, because correct perception can lead us out of the illusion. If we perceive incorrectly, then what that does, it takes us deeper into the illusion, makes it harder for us to see our way out. So it's important that we perceive correctly. Now, one of the greatest things to teach us about how perception can be diminished and difficult to be accurate is that game that I mentioned in my book called Chinese Checkers, I think it
Whispers.
Was.
Whispers.
Chinese
Whispers.
Whispers.
Chinese Whispers, that's what it was, yeah.
I love that.
And I've played that before. You get about a dozen people, and you start with kind of a nonsensical statement, and it goes through the dozen people. And we ought to do that here just to see how it works. And I will whisper something in someone's ear. Let's start with Michael over here. I'll whisper something in Michael's ear. Michael can whisper it to Susan, and we can go around and whisper it to everybody. And then the last person will tell us what he heard. Now, you can only whisper it once. If they don't hear you correctly, you can't say it over again. Okay, you just got to take what you heard and tell it to the next guy. Okay?
You better be careful calling it Chinese whispers these days.
Okay, let me think of a good sentence here.
Broken telephone.
Telephone.
Broken
telephone is what I grew up.
Broken telephone.
That's
what
another
it is.
Name.
It is called in Hebrew a broken telephone.
Oh, that's what they call it over there.
Yeah. A broken telephone.
Yeah.
The phrase. See how hard it is by how long JJ takes the telephone.
Everybody heard that.
I didn't hear it.
That's why you can get
it.
I was being responsible. You're not listening.
Yeah, I know.
Remember, you can't repeat it.
Yeah. I hope you will see his book, because he didn't see where when I put the piece.
Oh, I am. Okay.
Does he get a USB? So we can put that on the ground, because you keep kicking it and then it drops down.
Was the thing you heard him say the thing you heard?
I'm gonna try to find a USB.
Put this over here, maybe.
I can't hear it.
No, you can't. You can whisper back in my ear. Nobody else will.
I'm not sure about that. I hand too much.
Of course you can.
Maybe afterwards.
It already
maybe
passed
afterwards.
Us.
Okay, I think we're there.
No, hold on. Are we?
Oh,
no,
there's more over there. You don't
have to go to
the
spot.
You can go to
the corner. Yeah, well,
there you go.
I'm going to give it to you right now.
So Archie will get the last one. Or maybe JR will get the last one.
Remember?
Can you remember
yes.
What
it
was?
That's it?
That's it. You tell what you hear.
Okay, we're ready.
The girl ran over the green grass.
The what ran over?
The girl.
The girl what? What did you say?
The girl ran over the green grass.
Okay.
What was the original?
Well, that was
close.
Closer than normal, as the cow jumped over the green grass.
Oh.
cow. Somebody misheard cow for girl. Stop!
I was the one.
Answer! How could you?
I'm the one.
You're the one.
So anyway, usually it's more garbled than that. Usually there's nothing recognizable in the file.
See, we have soul contact to a degree, Jason, so we're
yeah. But usually there's nothing recognizable, and usually it's really weird. But it just shows that
all the way over here.
When you perceive something and pass it along, and then the other person takes what you said and he passes it along, it gets distorted. Like the scriptures, they say the nearest we have to the original scriptures, the gospel of Jesus, is the 12th copy, is what they figured. So figuring the 12th copy, how many changes has happened by scribes copying at 12 different times. So what happens is scribes copy it, and some scribes think, well, you know, this doesn't sound right. Let me clarify this. So they'll change the scripture to make it clarified. Or maybe they will write a note into the scripture and above it and for clarification. And then the next guy that copies it puts the note in there as if it's part of the actual scripture. Like even the Lord's Prayer, they say that we see thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. What's the last one? The kingdom of the glory or something like that. How's it end?
Thine is the power of the kingdom of the glory forever and ever.
Yeah. The very last line, they say, was added later, is what the scholars say, and it wasn't in the original. And so this correct perception is a thing that misleads us a lot. And so in our personal lives, we have to make sure that we perceive correctly. Throw the idea of illusion out the window while you're trying to perfect perception. Because, a lot of teachers will tell us that, you know, this world is illusion and there's no way to perceive correctly. But we can perceive correctly within the reality that we're in. And one of the best examples of incorrect perception is the courtroom. You'll have two witnesses that maybe witness the same auto accident, and they will give different accounts. Especially the guy that caused the accident. Is he going to admit that he was guilty? 99 times out of 100, no, he's going to maintain he was innocent. Matter of fact, the insurance company tell you, don't admit you did anything wrong, no matter how wrong you think you were. You know, that's what the insurance companies tell you if you have an accident. So when things come to trial, you have two eyewitnesses or three eyewitnesses, and they all give a little bit different accounts, but they all saw the same thing. The true reality is they didn't see three different things. They have three different interpretations of what they saw based on their feelings. So it's important for disciples, when they perceive, that they are honest about what they did perceive, because it comes down to personal honesty and integrity. If a person is honest and has high integrity, he will be willing to admit what he actually did perceive. Now this goes even beyond this when we're, say, studying or looking for the truth. We perceive on different levels in just sight. Normally we think, well, we see different things and we disagree about that. We hear different things and we disagree about that. But we also understand different things through a inner perception. This inner perception is a higher still, But how we understand things is based largely on where our consciousness is. Is our consciousness centered on the emotional level, or the mental level, or maybe even the spiritual level? If it's on the emotional level, then how you perceive things with your understanding will disagree with almost everybody. Because emotional people cannot agree with other emotional people, cannot agree with mental people, cannot agree with spiritual people. They're pretty much in a world of their own, and if they do agree with another emotional person, it's kind of like two clocks being, a stop clock being right twice a day, so to speak. And in other words, it's just kind of a coincidence that they happen to agree. Or maybe they just have the same common enemies that they want to disagree toward. Then on the mental level, people can perceive through understanding much more accurately. And on the spiritual level, they can become one. Becoming one on the spiritual level is what we're attempting to do with this group. We seek to understand each other, to perceive correctly, to see through the eyes of the soul.